Item number 13, from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report relative to dual employment, temporary assignments to a higher classification, temporary appointments, and emergency appointments. This item is for informational purposes only.
Mr. Chairman, on the emergency appointment report, the first two individuals on that report we are addressing for permanent placement.
Thank you.
You also have our TAC list. As you know, the board revised the TAC procedures last month, and we're in the process of promulgating new rules and giving new guidance to departments about how we address those in the future. So that report may be changing going forward.
Can anyone speak to the process of filling the position of fiscal and budget administrator and where we're at and why it's being tacked and not filled?
I am unaware of if we've initiated any recruitment on that. I haven't heard.
Excuse me?
I haven't heard if we've initiated any recruitment on that position. To my knowledge, we have not.
Okay. Anybody? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. On the TAC report, could you explain some of these reason codes? Because I don't know that I've seen some of that before in terms of, for instance, what does incumbent termed mean? And also, in terms of vacant...
I'm guessing terminated.
Yes.
That's termed. Yes. Terminated. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, how does that... I guess I'd like to understand the how clear those reason codes are relative to other positions. So if it just says it's a vacant position, am I to... just says it's a vacant position as opposed to saying incumbent resigned or incumbent termed. Am I, can I trust that that means it truly, I don't know, how is that different? I guess somehow it became vacant, either they resigned or they were terminated. So how do I know that, what's the distinction? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, there may be no difference. Whether a position is vacant because somebody was promoted or resigned or was terminated, the position is vacant. So, I mean, we could, in those cases where it says vacant position, we may have been lacking the detail to fill in that appropriate column, and I'll note that we've added that column recently to this report to try to clarify things.
I appreciate it.
So,
but I just want to know how I can rely on it.
We have ended up clouding things a little bit, but, you know, we can look into giving something more precise than vacant position if that's what you're after.
Okay. And then relative to the no certification list on all these deputy sheriff sergeant positions, what is our, some of this goes, some of this goes back to March. What's going on with that we haven't made progress?
I believe we're in the process of opening that position. So once we get that open and start generating applicants and moving through the certification process, there will be a cert list, and they can make an appointment from that and make appointments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anything else? Go ahead, Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, since Ms. Mitchell is in here, I'll put you on the spot. Sorry, Mr. Session. Is that the eternal question, and maybe to help answer these questions of equity and things we struggle with here? Employee handbook, where are we, or what's the process? So,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the employee handbook is currently at the printers. I understand we're delayed because we don't have somebody who can do spiral binding, but we're working on that. It is also up and posted online on the Human Resources website. It's currently accessible. We'll be rolling that out with departments, and those of us who are representatives of county departments will be meeting with them to go through the handbook in a little bit more detail.
Thank you. And my follow-up would be, we need more responsibilities or something, but would it not be micromanaging if we got a report on any major changes that have been made as a result of looking at all our employees and putting this handbook, anything that was change civil service or anything else that we found that we needed to be changed? Would it be appropriate, since you got the report done, maybe it's not a tremendous amount of work, but asking, well, what has changed or what is the...
Okay, well, maybe, you know, we didn't notice the handbook on this. I don't want to, you know, I'm sure they'll bring the handbook to us when it's ready to be brought to us soon, when you find somebody to bind it. Then you'll bring it to us, hopefully. So...
thank you.
I don't want to get into trouble.
Right. I'm fine with that.
You know,
thank
you. Joe Rice may be listening somewhere.
Uh-oh.
okay. So then we're just at item 14.